News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, cyclists love them, but landowners loathe them. And what impact are they having on towns and villages across Ireland? We're talking about greenways, and Ciarán Kelly from Greenways Ireland joins us this morning. Is it true, Ciarán, that landowners loathe them, the CPOs?
I would definitely say at the moment there's a lot of landowners trying to be very vocal about the planning process, and that's what they're trying to just sort of highlight. They feel that they're not getting their fair share of getting their voices heard.
Yeah, and is there some, I suppose, truth in what they're saying, that greenways are all very well and good and the cyclists love them and maybe the walkers and the tourists, but if swathes of their land are being divided by them, this is creating real problems for farms, for farmers and for other landowners?
I'm not going to say that there's not problems arising from the development of greenways, and it's sort of like, and farmers are going to be put out, and that's what the planning process is there for. This country over the last 30 years has got huge motorways, a huge motorway network built throughout the country, and farmers during that time also had to go through the whole planning process, and look, they have been developed, and I think that a motorway going through a farmer's land is a lot more intrusive than a greenway that's going to have cyclists passing up and down on the thing rather than cars flying and trucks flying past at 120 kilometres an hour.
Okay. In terms of the towns, etc., along the route of greenways, how do the people of those towns view them? Do they welcome them as a kind of a tourist attraction, or do they also find them annoying? I know Eamon O'Queeve said last year, I think it was, that greenways shouldn't be being turned into greenways, that they should be turned back into railways.
Look, there's always a debate with regard to railway versus greenway, and that process has been occurring. And Eamon Ryan has sort of been a champion that, and certain greenways now are being shelved. Potential greenways are being shelved in the favour of railways. You know what I mean? This all can be looked at different ways. Look, railways and greenways can exist. I know in Rosslare, they're developing Wexford County Council are developing a greenway that is going to run alongside the railway out towards Rosslare Harbour. And this just shows a great way that it can be sort of utilised. Both have a railway and a greenway as well. Your point with regard to greenways and towns, overall, the towns are generally very, very receptive of greenways come into their area. People are embracing them with open arms. They're sort of seeing their economy starting to boom. I remember my first time visiting Kilmacthomas after the Waterford Greenway opened, and realising how many people are just sort of buzzing around at 7 o'clock in a small village. And when you compare Kilmacthomas to other villages of the same size around the country, I think the majority of little villages and people of those villages are crying out for those
Waterford Greenway myself, and I've during the pandemic. And I found it a lovely holiday and a lovely thing to do, and very enjoyable. And I had the sense that the people of Dungarvan and the various towns that I was going in and out of were kind of delighted with it, and whole kind of businesses had sprung up in terms of bike rentals and all that kind of thing. But is there division? Is there a better way of bringing greenways into an area that wouldn't be divisive? Is there a way of doing it differently than how we're currently doing it?
I think the current thing with regard to using old railways is absolutely fantastic. I think sort of then looking at different areas that will be appealing to visitors is very important, whether that's sort of a coastal route or the potential of the greenway going around the Blessington Lake, which is also in the planning process and which is on board Planola. I think it's sort of like we need to look at each of these individual cases and sort of see is the best way to sort of develop a greenway. We need to develop a cycling infrastructure and connect all these greenways to offer a world tourism product that people will come and visit and spend money in local communities around the country.
And very lastly, a lot of greenways are small little areas. They're viewed as sort of, I suppose, places that tourists do, or even locals go, but for a kind of an amenity. Is there a way of joining them all up? If there used to be a rail network, lots of them, is there a way of joining them all up so that people could actually use them to get from A to B as a way of travelling rather than just as a sort of a leisure pursuit?
I think all these greenways have the potential to become commuter routes as well. I know in Cork, the greenways that they've developed in the city are very popular with regard to commuters as well. Also as well, the under construction at the moment is the Royal Canal Greenway, which is sort of does go from Longford all the way into Maynooth. But Dublin County Council are now, and Fingal County Council and different councils in there, are working on bringing that particular greenway all the way from Maynooth into the city centre. And this is going to be like primarily is going to be a commuter route, which is going to help house values, is going to help people's, give people a safe place to cycle within the city, and also as well deliver people into the city and on alternative modes of transport rather than cars, buses, etc., different things. And it's going to improve our lifestyles as well, you know.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Kieran Kelly there from Greenways Ireland. Let us know what you think. Are you one of those landowners that do not want a greenway coming across your land, do not want to be CPO'd, and do you have issues with it that we'd like to hear about this morning on the show? Or do you think they are a fabulous amenity? I mean, I think the idea that you could cycle, particularly with those e-bikes and all the people fly around the place on, that you could cycle all the way into town from the likes of Longford, although I don't know how long that would take. Let us know what your view is on this morning. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.